Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital. You're listening to Special Program.
Special Program.
House of Representative Plenary Session.
Good morning. We now have a report from on the situation at the annual plenary session of the People's Consultative Assembly and the joint session of the House of Representatives. How is the situation right there, Ranoff?
All right. Thanks, Yunika. Listeners, this is Yunika reporting live from the House of Representatives of the Republic of Indonesia building in Jakarta. As we all know, today we have announced somebody of the Republic of Indonesia as well as the joint sessions of the DPR and Regional Representative Council of the Republic of Indonesia for 2020. This annual event is
Ranoff, you are breaking up a bit. Ranoff, we cannot hear your voice very clearly.
Republic.
Listeners, sadly, the connection is not really good and we are no longer connected. But of course, we will be bringing you the report sooner or later from the plenary session that is going to be held today. So stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
cinta kepadamu.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market. The traditional market, which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. The Seng Dang Song is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Witwitan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fredela. Thank you for listening.
Janji padaku takkan pernah ada cinta yang lainnya terasa begitu indah. Tapi semua berbeda saat kau kenali dirinya. Sadarkah dirimu diriku terluka saat kau sebut namanya. Yang tak sempurna dan kadang salah. Namun di hatiku hanya satu, cinta untukmu luar biasa. Andaikan saja kau tahu, aku takkan mudah berubah. Aku kan bertahan, selalu bertahan sampai waktu memanggilku. Aku memang manusia biasa yang tak sempurna dan kadang salah. Namun di hatiku hanya satu, cinta untukmu luar biasa. Kemanakah dirimu yang
of Indonesia.
Menari-nari kita terus menari meski hujan rintik turun. Mengalun-alun bersama alunan angin malam berpelukan.
Denganmu
berbagi senyuman.
Denganmu
melayang-layang kita terus melayang meski langit tanpa bintang. Mendayu-dayu suara daun yang berjatuhan bermesraan.
Denganmu
mengisi lamunan.
Denganmu lihat kita
listeners, we are going to listen to the updates from our reporter Ranoff on the plenary session of Indonesia's House of Representatives live from Senayan, Jakarta. How is the situation, Ranoff?
Okay, Nika, sorry. Right now, the atmosphere is getting lively within 5 days arriving. Including minister from the Merah Putih cabinet such as Deputy Minister of Communication and Digital Raja Patria, as well as legislative member Edi Baskoro Yudhoyono and Eko Hendro Purnomo and Minister of Regional from the runners, we have received the session will start at 9 a.m. officially opened by the Speaker of NPRRI. Around 56 p.m., the audience in the chamber will watch the video presentations of the achievement under the leadership of the President Prabowo Subianto. And then, at 10 a.m., the president will deliver a speech covering the performance report of state institutions, as well as his national address in commemoration of the 80th Independence Day of the Republic of Indonesia. Based on information we have.
Okay, thank you so much, Ranoff.
Okay, yeah, yes.
That was Ranoff with the updates on Nusantara Building in Senayan, Jakarta, as we are approaching the important event in Indonesia, Independence Day. If you want to know more about the report on this special day approaching Independence Day, make sure to stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Inequality for women is one of the world's greatest injustices, but it is an injustice that must be and will be swept away. Tandy Newton takes up the story.
75% of parliamentarians are men. 73% of managerial decision makers are men. 67% of climate negotiators are men. And 87% of the people at the peace table are men. Even though we know that when peace settlements include women, the negotiations and outcomes are more durable. Globally, almost one in five women has experienced violence in the past 12 months at the hands of a man they know. Women and girls do 3 times as much unpaid care and domestic work as men. The global gender pay gap is stuck at 16%. Every year, 12 million girls are married before 18. All of this has to change. It's time to stop trying to change women and start changing the systems that prevent them from achieving their potential. And this is the battle that women in this century will not lose. They are too strong, and their voices will not be silenced.
I was named after a girl, an Afghani folk hero who was killed in a battle. Just after I was born, my father got our family tree. It went back 300 years, but not a single girl or woman's name appeared on it. He decided to make me the first. He wrote Malala. That's me.
When her father's school was closed down by the Taliban, Malala Yousafzai began to campaign for the rights of young girls across Pakistan to go to school.
I have rights. I have the right of education. I have the right to play. I have the right to sing. I have the right to talk. I have the right to go to market. I have the right to speak up.
They shot her in the head. She is still in critical condition.
She was airlifted to a military hospital in Peshawar, where she had served.
As surgeons battled to save her life, vigils took place throughout the world.
In this first photo released today, Malala's eyes are open and she appears alert.
Hey, we have some really good news to report tonight. Malala Yousafzai walked out of a London hospital today.
Today, it is an honor for me to be speaking again after a long time. They thought that the bullet would silence us, but they failed. Weakness, fear, and hopelessness died. Strength, power, and courage was born. Today is the day of every girl who have raised their voice for their rights.
In 2014, at the age of 17, Malala Yousafzai became the youngest person to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Today, she continues to campaign for universal education for girls, but she doesn't want to do it alone.
My message right now is to young people. We are living in a world where things are not the way we want. We are getting a system, we're getting a world which is unequal, which is sexist, which is racist. We have systems that are discriminating against people. Our climate, our environment is at risk. And there's so much that needs to be done. But I hope that young people, they stand up, they raise their voices, they start their activism right now. Let your age not stop you. Oftentimes we're told that, you know, you have to be 40 and 50 to change the world. I do not believe in that. I think you can be a change maker right now. If you are 11, if you are 16, if you are, you know, 30, 40, change is possible anytime. And I want you to believe in yourself and make this world a fairer, more equal, and a better place for each and everyone.
Tandy Newton.
And once again, there are positive solutions that can turn things around fast. We need more women in positions of power at every level of government. The time has come for quotas that make sure women are equally represented in every country. It's time to make our laws equal so that every woman is entitled to a job and a national identification card and to own property. Women must be able to live free from violence and have the right to make decisions over their bodies and lives, especially in choosing if and when they marry. We must guarantee full access to sexual and reproductive health services and rights. We must provide the money to close the gap in girls' education. And there are important changes needed to achieve economic empowerment for women. From equal access to finance, to ending the gender pay gap, to equal access to the digital world, from mobile bank accounts, to digital payment systems and digital education.
It just doesn't make sense. Women are half of the population, but society does not treat us as equals. This is a legacy that needs to change here and now, by changing our behaviors, but also by changing laws and common practices across the world. We must all make that happen, now.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, of course, we are very much excited at Voice of Indonesia and approaching the Independence Day. And Dear listeners, if you are tuning in to our online streaming, voinews.id, or maybe you're listening through our digital mobile app, RRI Digital, you can also get informed and also updates from our social media. You can get updates from Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official. So make sure to follow us on our social media. And if you want to give us feedbacks and also input, you can absolutely do that by contacting us on our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. And after this, I'll be playing you a song from Ratu Sejagat.
Di hatiku saat ku tatap paras wajahku di cermin, pipi merah, bibirku merah, mereka menantang setiap pandangan. Ku poles lagi alis mataku, hidung kira, jidat tangan sampai betis. Wah, betapa cantiknya wajahku malam ini. Ku terpilih jadi ratu. Aku berbisik dalam hati, mungkinkah ini kan terjadi sesungguhnya. Langkahkan
Indonesia has a lot of beauties from culture, places, travel destinations, and even like food. There's a lot of beauties, and also we are very rich in culture. And one of the most famous things from Indonesia are rendang and of course batik, but there is this one specific city from Indonesia that is so famous, Bali. Bali has been known globally throughout the world as a very beautiful traveling destination. But of course, because it's very famous and there's a lot of foreigners and also travelers there, Bali is experiencing over-tourism. Voice of Indonesia has created a feature about this, so make sure to listen to how Bali is responding to over-tourism.
One must have heard about Bali and everything it offers. Culture, leisure, adventure. And yet, Bali can still fall into no list by several websites. They highlight the same word. Over-tourism. One of the most highlighted ones is from Fodor's No List 2025. Fodor's Travel wrote, "Rapid, unchecked development spurred by overtourism is encroaching on Bali's natural habitats and creating a plastic apocalypse." Then, how does the people of Bali respond to this? I arranged an appointment with a community figure in Bali. His name is Bapak Puspanegara. He invited us to join a regular beach cleaning every Friday morning, which was joined by staff of hotels and restaurants around Legian.
So this is going to be interesting, right?
Uh-huh.
Because you also asked a lot of people around the area of Legian. Mm-hmm. And then after that, they want to join you. Mm. It's going to be, it's very difficult, definitely at first time to convince them to clean up the beach where you... work, where you live, where you, what did you do at that time?
Okay, this is, we talk about behavior or attitude. And talk about beans or rubbish, they talk about behavior. Because to change the behavior is more harder than to do an action. And the action supposed to be continually or sustainability. And for make change the attitude and behavior, that's why we do every week with all the stakeholder we have here in Legian area. So this, the participant is come from the hotel, restaurant, bar, pub, eatery, every single every single activity in tourism. So we invite them to join this beach cleanup, and they now automatically already know about the schedule in which Friday they have to come to the beach. So that's, this is to make a movement their behavior and their attitude, so need continuity. And more than 3 years, they already know what they have to do and when they have to come for join this
activity. Every Friday. So
every Friday morning.
There's no notice, there's no information about anything, but every Friday they will definitely jump into the beach at this hours of morning.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And that makes me a little bit happy because of they have a sense that we call sense of belonging to our destination. And we believe one thing, if all of us doing this action, they're going to be involved, everyone, not as only the people, as well to the tourists and the visitors who come here, so they have something sense to do an action. Minimums, they not throw the rubbish everywhere, and we believe as long as we do this activity, the tourists, the local, the people, all do a good behavior. And you can see this, our beach is very clean rather than other beach because all the participants...
I'm surprised actually when I came here, it's already clean.
Yeah, it's clean, and we have not only the clean up, this is not only from us. This is from the sellers, along the beach, yeah. Every morning, they as well join. Look at this, the seller, as well the hotel, restaurant, who doing the business front of the beach. Automatically, because of this activity, they join activity and they're doing the beach clean up every time during their schedule, during their own schedule.
Oh, wow.
So we are very happy because the stakeholders here have awareness about how to save our environments, how to take the action and responsibility to their destination, because this destination is our magnetic for the tourists. If this destination bad,
dirty,
bad, or we call sad comments from the tourists,
okay,
so they're gonna be disaster for us here, because this only one beaches in Bali as well in Indonesia as well non-wells by the tourists. If they come to Bali, they have to come here in Legian Beach to see the sunset, the stunning sand, smooth sand, the good wave for surfing, and the good water for swimming, as well for jogging, and
I see people jog
for sightseeing. This is nice beach in the world, so most of the people, foreigners who come here, they know they have a value added when it comes to Legian Beach. Not only the beach. They have a surfing activity.
Surfing activity.
Learn to surf.
Okay.
And then they can do a sport on the beach, like a beach soccer.
Beach soccer.
Volley. And a family activity like sand carving. And every activity of the tourist destination here. As you can see there, that is Legian Beach Hotel. They have as well routine every first week in a month.
Okay.
They join our beach clean up. And other hotels, they are automatically every day
do it too.
So it means we already give an impact for their sense of belonging to
the people
to
itself.
Take responsibility for the sustainable.
Certainly, Kuta and Legian are not just a beach. This also includes the city.
So, Bapak, Legian is not only beach.
Mm-hmm.
There's also city, right?
Yes, yeah.
So, if the beach is already clean and the people already realize it, how important the beach for them, what about the city?
Yes, we have Legian is not only beach, we have only as well a land of Legian. Land of Legian, we have the activity for tourism as well. We have a Legian Street, that in Legian Street is many tourist activity. There is a pub, bar, discotheque, karaoke, and many more. So this area as well, we're doing not only to take the area clean, as well to take the area beauty, comfortable, and enjoy for everyone. And so far, Legian Street still the one of destination for young generation here. To doing clubbing and doing catch up in a cafe.
And
that a nice atmosphere.
Okay.
But we have a little bit
the problem is the
problems. We have a problem.
Yeah.
Life is a problem. So that's why we have like a sense to reduce the problems which is come to our heart. So because I'm the part of House of Representative, I'm the parliament of local parliament here in Bali, in Badung Regency, so my obligation to get people moving their mindset from not only as a busy, because they know the land is a tourism area, easy to get the dollars. They have to maintenance their area, which is how they can involve in not only physically for the make the area clean, comfortable, and safety plus secure. So as well, take action with their what we call that physicists or morals,
okay.
How to keep our destination still
clean,
safety and secure.
Bali is highly dependent on tourism. The island was hit badly by the pandemic, but it gradually gets back on its feet nicely. Or maybe too well, so that people said some spots are too crowded.
Okay, but it's getting crowded, right, Pak?
Yeah.
This place, Kuta, Legian, yeah. Canggu even, it's getting crowded every day with tourists, with even local people from Jakarta live here and made their business here. What do you think about this more crowded area? Is it is it good for the city or is it bad for the people? Or what's the effect and the impact of those crowded things?
Okay. Development or developing is mean positive impact and negative impact. So for the tourist destination like our land here is a positive. There the investation come to growing up our economic in other side. But the other side as well, the bad effect of the tourism is the first we see our environments. Our environments, the green area more reduced by the investment activity. As well about the behavior, you know, since Bali going up for the tourism, many tourists as well have a bad manners who come here in Bali, bring the negative effect as like the drugs and you can see in the news.
Many
foreigners who come to Bali, they doesn't know what they have to do and what they have not to do. They know what have what we call that, what they can do or not doing.
Yeah.
As like they climbing the sacred temple.
Yeah.
They doing not ethical attitude on the road.
Yeah.
As like riding motorbike without international license, riding motorbike without helmet. And many more bad manners. So this is we have to educate the tourists themselves when they arriving to Bali. They have to sign a declare.
What kind of declare from the?
Okay, from the government? Already released a declare.
Okay.
What they have, what can do or does not to do of the tourists. But if they arrive here, they stay more than 7 days or more than a week. They involve with the local, so they see many local activity, and then they behavior change to like local. So they think this area is belong to them. So what happen next? They just doing whatever they want to do. So this is a problem for the tourism and for the infestation as well. Our environment is doing worse because of environment have to be saved by us. So now we're doing this small activity to keep everyone aware about the environments, because we have a tagline: if we save the environments, the environment will save us.
Oh, that's cool. You gotta give it a pause for that.
Thank you.
That is really cool.
While many people come to Bali to have fun, Papua Negara who lives in it chooses to try to keep the island a heaven for everyone.
So, you see that? Thank you. Thank you for take care. That is one of the behavior we impacts for the tourists. So tourists with themselves, they take care the rubbish as well. So they're happy for us if they're doing or take care of the bin here in the beach.
Yeah, your impact is actually amazing because not many many people from the top going down with all the people and do the education directly.
Yeah,
what makes you do that?
Okay, this is talk about hobby. So
hobby.
Everyone have their own hobby.
Well, what's your hobby? Your hobby is cleaning up.
My hobby is touch to the environment.
Ah, that's amazing.
And my hobby is in the grassroots. Grassroots to catching, chit chat with people, and as well with the environment. So, because the government give me award as Pemuda Pelopor, we call in Indonesia.
Okay.
And that is a responsibility to myself to always leading in the environment, leading in the attitude, leading in every single moment for make the people come to join whatever I doing. Yeah. And for a moment, I think what I have been doing here, that the people thinks that is the right way.
Okay. That's the right way.
It's clear now that each of us holds the power and the responsibility to preserve the beauty of Bali in every destination we visit. Sustainable travel isn't just a choice, it's a duty we carry wherever we go.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kasalami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasalami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasalami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasalami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasalami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasalamis. Kasalami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasalami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasalami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasalami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Thank you.
tak berhenti.
Is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this escampol platter, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field.
You're listening to Special Program.